From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. With the threat of Al-Shabaab looming, President Obama says the United States and Kenya are united in the face of terrorism. But Mr. Obama and Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta differed on other issues. VOA's Aru Pandey is traveling with President Obama and has this report from Nairobi.
Mr. Obama praised the Kenyan people's resolve in the wake of deadly Al-Shabaab attacks on Garissa and Nairobi's Westgate Mall. He also announced the signing of an action plan aimed at strengthening Kenya's police, judiciary, and border security in the fight against the Islamist extremist group. While the leaders pledged solidarity in fighting terrorism and corruption, they diverged sharply on the issue of gay rights. President Kenyatta said Kenya and the United States share many values, but the view on homosexuality is not one of them. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Nairobi.
And later today, President Obama moves on to Addis Ababa, in the capital of Ethiopia. Authorities in Cameroon say a suicide bombing in the northern town of Maroua killed at least 10 on Saturday, 3 days after twin bombings in the same town killed another 20. No one claimed responsibility, but the bombings, they say, appear to be the work of the Nigerian militant group Boko Haram. Turkish fighter jets hit Islamic State militant camps in Syria while Turkish ground forces struck the Kurdistan Workers' Party sites in northern Iraq on Saturday. Turkish officials say the raids are aimed at creating a safe zone throughout a vast area of northern Syria. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu says the country's security operations will continue as long as is necessary. This is VOA News. Saudi-led coalition said it will begin a 5-day humanitarian ceasefire in Yemen. Exiled President Abd Rabbuh Mansour Hadi asked the Saudi King Salman for a pause to allow the delivery of humanitarian and medical aid to the people in need. Tunisia's parliament voted overwhelmingly on Saturday to pass the country's new anti-terror law after a pair of devastating attacks against tourists. Critics fear the new legislation may endanger Tunisia's hard-won freedoms. Last month, the gunman killed 38 mostly British tourists along the Tunisian seaside. In March, two gunmen killed 21 foreign tourists and a policeman at Tunis's Bardo Museum. Islamic State claimed responsibility for both of those attacks. Around 800 migrants rescued from boats while trying to cross the Mediterranean have been taken to Sicily. Most of those migrants from Sudan, Eritrea, and Syria were taken to port on Norwegian and Irish vessels, part of the EU's rescue efforts in the Mediterranean. Lieutenant Commander Daniel Wall is the Irish ship's captain.
We'll be working closely with the Italian Marine Rescue and Coordination Center, and we'll be here and deployed until towards the end of September.
Latest arrivals come just days after 40 African migrants were reported to have drowned at sea off the Libyan coast. Heavy rains continued to pelt saturated northern Pakistan, where the bodies of another 24 flood victims were discovered Saturday. 42 people have died since the monsoon-driven flooding began a week ago in parts of Pakistan. More than 6,000 athletes from 165 countries are in Los Angeles for the Special Olympics. VOA's Michael Sullivan reports on those games, which got underway Saturday and continue through August the 2nd.
The Special Olympics torch, called the Flame of Hope, is nearing the end of its journey of thousands of kilometers. It is part of a fundraising effort for the Special Olympics movement by law enforcement agencies. The opening ceremony for the Games will be held at the opening site of the 1984 Summer Olympics, the Los Angeles Coliseum. The Special Olympics Summer Games are held every 4 years in a different city. The last were held in Athens. Competition features 25 sports, from aquatics to track. The Games were started in 1968 by Eunice Kennedy Shriver, the sister of President John F. Kennedy, and the movement has grown to include millions. Michael Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
And you can get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.